At 6 o'clock this evening, Conservative MPs will begin to vote on whether they have confidence in the British Prime Minister Theresa May. The result is expected by nine. Mrs May has cancelled her planned trip to Dublin today and has vowed to fight for her survival. But before she faces that vote, Mrs May took Prime Minister's question time in a stormy Westminster. She said her party should not risk handing the control of Brexit negotiations to opposition lawmakers. She told a packed House of Commons that Britain will be leaving the European Union on the 29th of March next year. She was asked by the Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn whether there would be a vote on the deal in Parliament within the next 7 days.
I had discussions with a number of people yesterday and I have made some progress, but there is further... But of course there is an EU Council meeting, there are further discussions to be held. He asks about the meaningful vote. The meaningful vote has been deferred and the date of that vote will be announced in the normal way. The business motion will be agreed and discussed in the usual way. But, well if he says when, I'll tell members on the other side when we've had a meaningful vote. We had it in the referendum on 2016. And if he wants a meaningful date, I'll give him one. 29th of March 2019, when we leave the European Union.
Well, the leader of the Labour Party called for the Brexit deal to be put before the Parliament. And Jeremy Corbyn said this evening's confidence vote would do nothing to solve the ongoing political crisis.
Mr Speaker, the time for dithering and delay by this government is over. The Prime Minister has negotiated her deal. She's told us it's the best and only deal available. There can be no more excuses, no more running away. Put it before Parliament and let's have the vote. Whatever happens with her Conservative leadership vote today, it is utterly irrelevant to the lives of people across our country. It does nothing to solve the government's inability to get a deal that works for the whole country. Yeah. She's already been found to be in contempt of Parliament. Will she now put this deal before Parliament and halt this escalating crisis, which is so damaging to the lives of so many people in this country?
Well, George Parker is the political editor with the Financial Times and joins us from Westminster now. I see Reuters, George, saying in the last while that 150 Conservative MPs have indicated public support for Theresa May. So she may win the battle of this confidence vote, but perhaps not the war.
That's right. Our own FT tally has got the total at 158 now, Tory MPs saying they will support her in this vote tonight, which would be a majority of the parliamentary party, so that would see her over the line. I think we're likely to see her win tonight, but as you say, it's going to leave her damaged. And one thing which just emerged in the last few minutes, actually, which is really interesting, is that she's expected to tell Tory MPs when she addresses them at 5 o'clock this evening that she won't be fighting the next general election. A spokesman has just told us that this vote isn't about who leads the party into the next election. It's whether it makes sense to change leader at this stage in the Brexit negotiations. So basically a clear pitch to her potential leadership rivals that they can back off, allow her to finish Brexit, and then she'll hand over the reins to someone else.
But maybe that will bring them on, particularly if they see the next election happening in the coming weeks.
Well, I think that probably isn't part of Theresa May's calculation. I think she thinks that if she's given the space to negotiate this Brexit deal, she can somehow hold the party together, get Brexit over the line, and then presumably within months after that, step aside and there'll be another leadership contest in slightly calmer conditions.
What's the Brexiteer plan here if, as expected, she wins this vote tonight? Where do they go then from here?
Well, it's not entirely clear they have a plan, and I've always thought that this is the big flaw in the move against Theresa May. Let's assume that Theresa May loses tonight, which I don't think she would. Then the Tory party would probably choose a Eurosceptic leader because the grassroots of the party are very Eurosceptic. But then what would happen? Let's say, for argument's sake, it was Boris Johnson. He'd go to Brussels to try and get a better deal. Brussels would say no. He would say to the House of Commons, in that case, we'll leave without a deal. House of Commons will say, no, you can't. And if necessary, I suspect the House of Commons would bring down the government at that point. So there's no way out for the Brexiteers. They have a majority among Conservative Party activists out in the shires, but they have no majority for their plan in the House of Commons.
It's all pointing towards a crash out, isn't it?
I don't think it is. I know that that on the face of it is the way things are going. Things look extremely chaotic here at the moment, and you're right. I mean, the clock is ticking down towards a crash-out exit next March. But I think the House of Commons and ministers in the government have looked over that precipice and realised it would be so catastrophic for the Britain and the economy that they would find a way to stop any Prime Minister taking us out of the EU without a deal. I think in those circumstances, the Prime Minister would be compelled to ask for a delay to Brexit and extension to Article 50. I think a crash-out wouldn't just be obviously bad for the UK, but obviously very bad for Ireland as well. So I think that is an outcome which I think is least likely.
And even as all this is going on there today, George, we have the EU still and leaders, EU leaders pushing out that message that the withdrawal agreement deal cannot be changed. Angela Merkel, the latest, saying that it just will not happen. So if this was a gamble to try and persuade Brussels to change what's on the table, it doesn't seem to be working.
No, it doesn't. I mean, that was the common refrain that Theresa May heard as she travelled around Europe yesterday. She was in The Hague in Berlin and then had two meetings with Donald Tusk and Jean-Claude Juncker in Brussels. And the same message came back that the treaty can't be reopened, but the EU will try to find a way of offering reassurances. Now, Theresa May has got to find some sort of way to turn those reassurances from warm words into something that's more likely to reassure the 50 or more Tory MPs who are trying to politically assassinate her in the House of Commons today, and that's the challenge she will face when she travels to Brussels tomorrow.
Does she need to win by a significant margin in order to stay in place, or does she just need the bare bones of a win, George?
Well, I mean, it's a guessing game. I think a lot of people here think that she would need to win at least two-thirds of the Tory MPs, 315 altogether, so I guess 200 would be a magic number. But equally, even if she were to only win by one vote, I suspect there will be people around her who would say you've got a duty to carry on, try and keep pressing ahead with this Brexit deal because there's no alternative candidate to you and there's no alternative Brexit deal on the table either. It would be very unedifying and it would obviously be extremely unstable. I think, by the way, the Theresa May is heading for far more than just a slender victory tonight.
George Parker, thank you for joining us from a very busy day in Westminster today. Well, preparations and contingency planning for a hard Brexit was raised in the Dáil Chamber during leaders' questions by Fianna Fáil and then Sinn Féin, whose President Mary Lou MacDonald argued for a referendum on Irish unity as a matter of urgency in the event of a no-deal Brexit.
You need to understand it as an absolute necessity. In the event of a crash, we need a strong, robust Plan B. The only viable Plan B would be the removal of the border, the removal of the gash across our island. So I want to ask you again, as Taoiseach, have you planned for this contingency? Are plans underway? Because I think people need to hear reassuring words from you that you are planning in accordance with the Good Friday Agreement to allow people the opportunity to make a call ultimately between perhaps the union with Britain and membership of the European Union.
Taoiseach.
Deputy, we're trying to avoid a scenario in which the United Kingdom, including Northern Ireland, crashes out of the European Union. And that means ratifying the withdrawal agreement, which the European Union and the UK governments have agreed. 28 governments have signed up to that agreement. And the best thing you can do to avoid that scenario occurring, to avoid disruption to businesses, avoid the possible loss of jobs, particularly in Northern Ireland and the border counties, is for you to take up your seats in Westminster and to vote for that withdrawal agreement. And the second best thing you can do is to bring together the institutions that were established in the Good Friday Agreement.
Let the Taoiseach respond,
please. These are the things that you can do.
That's Taoiseach Leo Varadkar speaking to Mary Lou MacDonald in the Dáil in the last hour. Well,